Rachel froze. Who was it? Since she'd moved here a month ago, she'd developed a cold, polite smile that was as effective as an electric fence. People kept away. Reluctantly, she went to the door, glad it was still light at 9:30 on an August evening. She peered through the glass and saw her neighbour. What did she want? Slowly, she opened the door, but held it ajar. Both women were about 50, but their appearance was very different. Rachel, determined to become invisible, wore no makeup, had cut her shoulder-length brown hair short, and hid her trim figure under a baggy shirt dress. Sarah simply wore again the skirt and T-shirt that she'd flung over the chair the night before and had yet to brush her hair. "I'm so sorry to bother you," Sarah said. "It's okay." Rachel tried to sound politely busy. "It's a bit complicated." Rachel saw Sarah gaze over her shoulder, inviting herself in, and so reluctantly opened the door. Sarah came straight in. "It's about Olive. You know, the neighbour the other side of me. She's had a fall. The ambulance has just taken her to hospital. I've rung her daughter, Fiona. She's on her way over now, but you know what the ferries are like in August." Rachel did, and unlike most inhabitants of the Isle of Wight, she relished being cut off from the mainland. The Solent was her moat. It was why she'd decided to escape here. "The problem is Lottie," said Sarah. "Lottie. Well, Olive is terribly worried about her. I said I'd sort something out. You see, her Fiona is allergic." Rachel wondered if Sarah had been drinking. "Sorry? Oh, silly me. Lottie is Olive's dog. You must have seen her. Pretty little black cocker spaniel. Mind you, what Olive's son thought he was doing getting his mother a dog last Christmas, I don't know. Crazy with her health problems. And where is he now? Scarpered off to live in Australia." Rachel was wondering if Sarah was ever going to get to the point. "I've been ringing round," continued Sarah. "You know, kennels and places. All fine for next week, when the schools have gone back, but booked up solid this week." Rachel was starting to have an inkling about where the conversation was heading. "So you'll be taking Lottie in?" she asked. "The thing is, she's a darling, but terrible with cats. You know, I have 3. "Yes, they come into my garden." "Lottie just chases them, and Tinker, well, she's expecting kittens any day now." "More cats?" "Oh, they've all got good homes waiting for them. I'll have her done then." "The thing is, I was wondering if you could possibly take Lottie in just until the weekend?" Rachel shook her head so hard her neck cricked. "No, definitely not. There must be someone else, another dog owner." "But there really isn't anyone. Everyone is either away or I have no number for them. You are here on your own, aren't you?" Rachel instinctively became evasive. "At the moment?" "Well, but I've never owned a dog." Sarah smiled broadly. "It's okay. The main thing is that you'll be around her. She hates being left on her own for long." "She sounds very needy." "Oh, just a cocker spaniel, you know." Rachel didn't know. "Do you have anything on this week?" persisted Sarah. Rachel looked down. It was the end of summer. Posters on shop windows shouted, "Back to school." She should be anticipating a new class of children and their parents going into an empty classroom to prepare. However, for the first time in 25 years, she had no class waiting for her. It hurt. She felt bereft. "No, I suppose I don't," she said quietly. Sarah pounced on the first sign of weakness. "There we are then. Lottie has toilet trained the lot. Lively, but good as gold. I'll go through her routine with you. We should go and get her. She's looking so confused, poor thing." "This minute?" "Oh yes, come on."